Welcome to What is Going On's Truth in Medicine Show. Each month, broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer and naturopathic medical doctor, researcher, and global health educator Dr. Donice Warden bring you the latest news and research from leading-edge science and new integrative medicine to help you outsmart cancer, chronic disease, aging, and more. Here's your hosts, Dr. Donice Warden and Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello, and welcome to What is Going On's Truth in Medicine show, co-hosted by me, Sandy Sedgbeer.
And by me, Dr. Donice Warden.
And this month, we're going to be discussing what the research shows about the many health and anti-aging benefits of earthing.
And with us to present that science behind earthing is Dr. Steven Sinatra, a highly respected and sought-after integrative cardiologist. His approach to treating cardiovascular disease has reached into alternative and traditional medicine, and with more than 35 years of clinical practice and research, Dr. Sinatra has become a well-known advocate of combining conventional medical treatments for heart disease with complementary nutritional, anti-aging, and psychological therapies. And when I shot the pilot for my PBS show, Dr. Sinatra was the physician I chose to sit in the chair to represent the scientific yet alternative position. Welcome, Dr. Sinatra.
Hey, it's great to be here again.
Dr. Sinatra, you co-authored the book Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. Before we start, tell us exactly what earthing is and why you think it's the most important health discovery.
Well, earthing is simply walking barefoot on the earth. I mean, it doesn't get easier than that. You can walk on sand, on brick, on concrete, on gravel, in the park, on grass, you know, at the beach. But when you walk on natural substances or on Mother Earth, you are literally connected to Mother Earth. And if we realize that the Earth is struck by lightning thousands of times a minute, particularly, you know, around the equator, as well as other parts of the Earth is endowed with electrons. And what our research has found out over the last 15 years is that when you walk barefoot, or if you sleep grounded or use specific devices when you're working on computers or you can put on wristbands or, you know, even patches. I mean, there's so many ways you can ground yourself. But when you do ground, you're taking in Mother Earth energy. We call it a Schumann effect. It's registered at 7.83 hertz. And this Mother Earth energy is absolutely calming to the autonomic nervous system. And that's what we need in this day and age, because our autonomic nervous system is on overdrive, and we need to balance it. And one of the best ways to balance it is really with earthing. It doesn't cost any money. It's natural, and it works.
Was that a surprise?
That autonomic nervous system is balancing that sympathetic run from the bear and the relaxing. But in one of the studies, it showed on grounding that when the EEGs were used, and for our listeners, that's a way to study the brain by looking at the brain waves, but they're showing up on the left hemisphere, not the right. That's amazing to me. Do we know the mechanism or why that happens?
I don't know why that happens. I really don't. I mean, I've been involved in the grounding research for more than a decade, you know, from the neonatals, you know, in the neonatology, to grounded rats, to humans, I mean, all over. But it doesn't surprise me that in every experiment we have done, including the latest one that's going to be published probably within the next 6 months, one of our cardiological colleagues in Southern California did a study, and all 10 patients in the study who were grounded had a reduction in their blood pressure, and they all came off between 1 and 2 antihypertensive drugs. So, you know, even in that small study with high blood pressure, there's something about grounding that has a calming effect on the autonomic nervous system, and that's why the blood pressure goes down in every one of these individuals, which is really remarkable in any clinical study, albeit it was a small one, but I'm sure somebody will do a larger study with, you know, either 100 or more patients, you know, to validate the research.
Dr. Sinatra, what turned the medical profession onto earthing?
Say that again. What kind of medical profession?
What turned the medical profession on? I mean, many people have been kind of grounding themselves for years, but, you know, what made science decide to have a look at this?
I would say it was the pioneering efforts of Clint Ober, who was a TV, sort of cable TV guy, who broke from the industry. And one day he was, I guess he was recovering from an illness, and he was sitting down, and he saw all these children walking on sneakers. And he immediately got this aha that the children on walking on neoprene, sneakers, rubber, were disconnected from the earth. And then if you look around the time when we stopped wearing leather shoes, the incidence of diabetes started to increase in this country. So there's sort of a relationship to where we became ungrounded. And I remember when I was 8 years old, and I'm like 71 now, but I remember walking on leather shoes. And that was like in 1954. And the whole type 2 diabetic situation, where it became almost like an exponential curve, started in sort of the mid-50s. So, you know, we have a feeling that one of the reasons why diabetes or type 2 diabetes is so epidemic in the country, it's like the perfect storm. We started eating fast food with a lot of carbohydrates. We started busing our children to schools instead of walking. And we started to work, you know, ungrounded. And in the experiments that were done in the animal model, particularly rats, we've noticed that in ungrounded rats, they have higher blood sugars and hemoglobin A1Cs, indicating that they are in a diabetic condition. So grounding is really, in my mind, one of the greatest discoveries I have made in my lifetime.
You know, let's stay on that medical side for a minute. I know what you're telling us about diabetes, but I thought it was interesting about I know it was a small study with Sokol and Sokol about a thyroid, but I've noticed this in my patients as well, is that you'll have a patient on a thyroid hormone, have them
right
where they are, you know, steady, but the minute I have them start walking barefoot or getting out in nature, all of a sudden I need to start decreasing that thyroid medicine because there's something happening with probably the hypothalamus, the pituitary, those are things in the brain. Something's happening with the hormones. What's your thought on that? Because I see it in my practice.
Yeah, actually, it happens. I mean, the worst medication it happens with is Coumadin. And right. Even when I was doing earthing in my practice like 10, 15 years ago, and I was still, you know, seeing patients on a day-to-day basis, I had patients on Coumadin, which is a, you know, a powerful blood thinner, who were grounded. And what happened was, is that when we checked their blood thinning capabilities, it was awful. In other words, their blood was way too thin. So we had to get people on much lower doses of Coumadin. And in some instances, I had to stop the Coumadin because I was worried about bleeding. Then subsequently, you know, by that trial and error, we did another study showing that grounded individuals get thinner blood. And, you know, as a cardiologist, I can tell you this, that when our blood is like red ketchup, or when we have hyperviscosity or thickened blood, or, you know, where the blood is very sludgy, that's when cardiovascular events occur, whether it's a stroke in the brain or a heart attack in the heart. I mean, you know, thick blood, I believe, is a major, and I mean a major cardiovascular risk factor. And the problem is today, you know, with a sugary diet, with the EMF in the environment, you know, in this computerized age, all this, you know, wireless soup that we're in, coupled with a high sugar diet, absolutely thickens the blood. And when you have thick blood, you get more cardiovascular events.
Let me play off of that EMF statement that you made, because, you know, the Nobel Prize winner, Richard Feynman, in his lectures on electromagnetism said that when the body's potential is the same as the Earth's electric potential, thus grounded, right? When
right.
That we kind of become an extension of the Earth's huge electric system. So
correct.
His thought was the working agent, that it could be the working agent that cancels, reduces, or pushes away the EMFs from the body. But, you know, there's still considerable debate about whether EMFs in our environment even cause risk to our health. But those of us working in the field, I'm sure you'll agree. But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, he even, Nobel Prize, said we need to connect.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you connect with Mother Earth, I mean, you're taking in natural electrons. And it's almost like, you know, swallowing handfuls of antioxidants, which a lot of people endorse and believe in, particularly myself. So grounding is a way of getting antioxidant support, which will help to quench, you know, the millions of free radicals that we're exposed to on a minute-to-minute basis in our bodies. So grounding, I think, is the easiest and the least expensive way of obtaining optimum health, and that's why I endorse it so strongly.
Right. So,
and the EMF thing, is really interesting because I just feel that there's so much hazardous electromagnetics in the environment, whether it's cordless phone, cellular phone, ungrounded computers. I mean, the list goes on and on. Baby tooth monitors. I mean, it's endless. But you know, when we go to the 5G system, and we went from the 3G to the 4G to 5G, I think our country is going to be in trouble with a lot of unexplained illness. And right now, doctors are plagued with so many unexplained symptoms and illnesses, and a lot of it, I feel, is the toxic environment that we live in.
Yeah, and that we cannot avoid. I mean, I've been concerned about the advent of 5G as well. Could you, Dr. Sinatra, just go through a list of some of the numerous health benefits? I mean, some of the most obvious ones, like reduced inflammation and, you know, I mean, even improved sleep is surprising to me.
Right, yeah. I mean, we've done so many experiments on earthing. I think the two greatest experiments that I've ever done in my lifetime as a cardiologist was the blood thinning experiment, which I just talked about. I mean, again, you know, if you look at the Framingham data on heart disease, whether it's diabetes or too much sugar in the blood or hypertension or too much fat in the blood or too much uric acid in the blood, all these entities cause red ketchup blood, thick blood. And when you ground, and that's what we showed in our experiments, that grounding reduces the blood viscosity. So instead of the blood becoming like red ketchup, it becomes like red wine. And whenever you thin the blood like that, the incidence of cardiovascular events goes down, whether it's a stroke in the brain or a heart attack or a peripheral vascular disease. But to me, if I was practicing cardiology now and one of my patients called me with angina or a heart cramp or was having difficulty with chest pain, I would tell them to call 911, and as you're waiting for the ambulance outside, put your bare feet on the ground, because right. Just by putting your bare feet on the ground, you may thin the blood and dislodge a clot that could lead to a stroke or a heart attack. I mean, that's what I would do if I was practicing medicine now. And again, on shows like this, I mention it because it can be life-saving in an acute situation.
Right. Let's talk a little bit. I know we don't know all the mechanisms of action. That means we're not quite sure why it works or how it works. We've got some hypotheses, but one of those is free radicals. And for our listeners, free radicals are just molecules that react with a lot of substances in the body, and they can have negative and positive effect, but when it's negative, they damage the cells. But, Dr. Sinatra, there are actually some useful free radicals, and some of those, you being the cardiologist, know that they signal the mitochondria inside the cell and allow that heart to contract with a stronger force during stress. So my question is, if there's good ones and bad ones, how do we know that by getting them down as much as we possibly can and how much grounding, do we know that the right thing to do is to completely eradicate free radicals? Or is there a moderation in that as well?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a well put question. I mean, it's an excellent question. I mean, I will say this. I mean, sure. I mean, you know, whether it's white blood cell activity and phagocytosis, right, or the generation of ATP, you know, you are going to get some free radicals. I mean, there's no question. And sometimes these free radicals can be beneficial to the body, you know, as you mentioned. But I will tell you this: the basis of most illnesses, if not 100% of illnesses, is really inflammatory, and the major cause of inflammation is, you know, excessive, overwhelming free radical activity. So, you know, the way I think of it is, when you earth, sure, you're eradicating, you know, most of the inflammation in the body. You know, will you affect, you know, the generation of ATP to a possible, you know, negative benefit? Perhaps, but the overwhelming benefit, the overwhelming benefit will be the reduction of inflammation. So I cannot see any contraindication to grounding, except what I mentioned is the people on Coumadin or other blood thinners, because once you take a blood thinner and you thin the blood with earthing, then you get a synergistic response. And, you know, we don't want anybody to have a bleed from grounding, you know, while we're on, you know, anticoagulant drugs at the same time.
You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm here with Dr. Denise Warden, and today we're discussing the surprising array of health benefits associated with earthing. Our guest is Dr. Stephen Sinatra. We'll be back with more from Dr. Sinatra after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Denise Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466 to find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Dr. Stephen Sinatra, many people are familiar with the practice of grounding as a visualization exercise, but not necessarily with earthing as a physical bare feet on the earth activity. Have you ever studied if somebody is purely visualizing themselves being connected to the earth? Do you think that there would be similar benefits?
I always like, you know, visualization as an intervention. I mean, you know, I'm also a psychotherapist, so whenever you, you know, do visualizations or meditations, sure, it can have an impact. But I would say it this way. If people want to do practice, you know, imagery or meditation, I think the best way is to do it on Mother Earth, you know, whether you're sitting on the grass or at the seashore or you know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, why meditate, you know, on a carpet when you can go outside on the grass and, you know, take in the Mother Earth energy at the same time?
Right.
And remember, that Schumann effect, That Schumann effect is so anti-inflammatory. And when we think of the root cause of, 99% of diseases is inflammation. And again, it reduces cortisol, it improves heart rate variability, it thins the blood. There's so many things that, grounding brings to the table that, if anybody wanted to exercise, they could do it outside. I mean, look at all these barefoot runners right now. I think barefoot running is, if you enjoy running or jogging, and you want to go barefoot, the only problem is if you're running on asphalt, it's not being conducted. Asphalt is a man-made substance, but if you're walking on concrete or grass or at the beach, have you ever wondered why people, when they take a beach vacation? Now, you guys are in Arizona, so you're not too close to the beach. But, if you're on the beach and you're walking on that, in that, when that surf comes to the sand and you're getting the minerals from the ocean and you're getting that grounded, wet feeling of that wet sand, which is highly conductive, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. That's why I think a lot of people who take a seaside vacation, they feel so much better after a week. And, they think it's a vacation, but it's really, I think it's a grounding. I really do.
Well, on top of those negative ions that you're getting from that, I want to bring in another piece because Dr. Bill Tiller and James Oshman, those are friends and colleagues at this point in the energy medicine world. I do believe it is a wave of the future, frequency vibrational medicine. But when you're outside and you're grounding, you're also getting sunlight. And so we look at Dr. Pop, and just knowing that our bodies really are, these weak light emissions orchestrate our body too. So it's back to nature. It's not just grounding with the earth, but it's also having the sunlight on us and letting light heal us as well as the mental, emotional that you're talking about. So why not meditate in the sun with your feet on the ground? And if you're by the ocean, great. We get some negative ions as well.
Yeah, and if you want to do some sun grazing at the same time, do it.
Right.
I think whenever you bring nature back to the body, the human body, mm-hmm. in its natural form, whether it's sun grazing or grounding, I mean, whatever it is, it's beneficial to the body. There's no doubt about it.
I noticed in your newsletter this week, Dr. Sinatra, that you wrote about forest bathing. We've been hearing a lot about that lately, which has been a common practice in Japan since the 1980s. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, you're back to nature. You're in the stillness. You're in the quiet. And if you're barefoot, and grazing, into the sun for short periods of time. You don't want to look into the sunlight coming through the forest, directly at it. But when you look at it for brief periods of time, and you're taking the energy of Mother Earth, I think it doesn't get better than that. It really doesn't.
What do you think about tree hugging?
Tree hunting?
Hugging.
Oh, tree hugging.
A tree.
Well, it's the same thing as grounding. I mean, you're going to get that Mother Earth energy. And I'll never forget Lee Cowden, one of my good friends and another cardiologist, had a patient with metastatic cancer. And Lee just told that patient to go outside and hug a tree. And this is a true story. The patient survived, but the tree died. I mean, that's an amazing coincidence.
Wow.
But, it's only a one-page situation. But again, all that grounded energy can do an awful lot of combating illness.
Well, that's how those electrons work. They go from one. If there's a higher level, it goes to the lower level. So you can't get the constant exchange of those. So is it possible those electrons went into the human body and took it from the tree? Maybe. But we know that that happens. It's just a law of physics. So it's not that far-fetched to think about that. I want you to talk just a minute about the diurnal electrical rhythm. When we connect to the earth, our biological clock, how that affects our hormones. I think that's a big piece here too, Dr. Salta.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they have a haphazard rhythm, and it has to do with the stress of life. I mean, the sympathetic nervous system is on overcharge. The parasympathetic is sort of, in the background. So there's excessive sympathetic stimulation. And what happens is when we sleep, we get haphazard cortisol levels. And, usually the cortisol is released synchronously in the early a.m. hours, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But however, when you're not grounded, many times these cortisol levels are haphazard. They're not in synchrony. But when you do ground, And some of the experiments that my colleagues have done, which were published, definitely shows the correlation between grounding, normalizing the diurnal variation of cortisol. So that's another benefit of grounding, where it brings back cortisol, you know, the stress hormone, to its more physiological condition. So again, I mean, grounding does everything right for the body. It's just amazing. And if anybody has any illness, and we have had so many testimonials in our books on grounding, and people have written to us, even these horrific diseases where people started grounding, whether it's multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, autonomic dystrophica, where a woman from Georgia couldn't even stand up. I mean, I have heard so many testimonials from people where when you bring Mother Earth energy to the body, miracles can happen. And that's pretty cool. I have to tell you, as a heart specialist and a physician for over 40 years, when I hear stories like that, it's nice. It's very heartwarming, to say the least.
Dr. Sinatra, there's a variety of conductive products on the market, such as earthen sheets, mats, bands, and patches. What's your view of these, and which would you most recommend? Because there are many people, elderly people, who don't get outside much. What could they use?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, let's take the easiest thing. Walk in leather shoes. Really, I mean, I have leather shoes. You know, it's amazing. I saw a picture when I got married, 19 years ago, and I'm wearing the same shoes now. I looked at the picture, and even in my daughter's wedding, which was about 7 years ago, I'm wearing the same shoes. I get new leather soles on these shoes almost every other year. And the reason why I walk in leather is because leather is conductive to the earth. So now, again, if I'm walking on asphalt, it's not going to work. But, you know, I walk barefoot a lot. I walk on leather all the time. And again, you know, you could sleep on sheets that have electrodes in them, or you know, what we call silver fine filaments in them, where they're very, very conductive. You can use wristbands like the cyclists did in Europe, for example, and Tour de France. I mean, there's so many ways you can, you know, ground to the earth. But the simplest way is either sleep on a cotton sheet that has a silver, you know, electrodes in it, and you just plug it into a wall, or you stick a rod in the ground, or just walk barefoot. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. I walk barefoot or on leather shoes as much as I can. I never, and I mean never, walk on neoprene or rubber, like, you know, most of my colleagues do, and most of the people, you know, walking around, they're not walking on leather, and they should be.
Right. Where do you think, I know there's a lot of naysayers to all of this, and those of us that work in this, Dr. Sinatra, we see it in our patients. If we don't know the mechanism, we definitely see the result. But are there any new studies out there or new ones going on? I love the one you just completed with the cardiologist with the blood pressure, but are there some new ones that we need to know about, or some that are being designed to get larger volume of patients? Because, you know, sometimes when you repeat small studies, you get different results, and that's across the board for anything that we're studying. But I'd love to see some larger studies. Tell me what's on the horizon.
Well, I don't know about the larger studies on the horizon. One of the drawbacks to the research on grounding is that the studies are small, you know, 30 patients,
right.
40 patients, 10
right.
patients. I mean, but you got to realize that a lot of it was funded, you know,
sure.
you know, not by big pharma, but by private individuals. I would think that the study that I really embraced the most is, did you see the University of Pennsylvania study in a neonatology unit showing that grounding had a big effect in neonates?
I did. Tell
that's pretty cool.
About it. It was amazing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, Jesus, if you can bring healing to a neonate, you know, when they're so vulnerable at that very, very early age. And that's what they showed at the University of Pennsylvania. So, that to me has a lot of teeth. And I'll tell you an anecdotal study that absolutely blew my mind. I had my wife's uncle, who had an acute abdomen during a holiday weekend, and he needed surgery. This is an amazing story. He had an obstruction, and he was in pain, but it was during Thanksgiving. And I guess, you know, getting a, you know, an operation by a surgeon on a Friday after Thanksgiving is pretty impossible. You know? So I went to see him in a hospital, and they said that they were going to delay his surgery till, you know, Sunday or Monday. And I said to him, I said, you know, he was in sort of an orthopedic bed. And I looked at it, and I said, why don't you reach and hold on to this steel? It was like a little trapeze above the bedside.
Right.
And I said, why don't you lower it and hold on to it, because then you'll be grounded. So he did that. He trusted me. And would you know, his abdomen, the obstruction, whatever he had in the abdomen, about 8 to 10 hours later opened up, and he started passing gas and having bowel movement the next morning, and he got discharged the following day. I mean, that was an amazing story where an acute abdomen was healed by actual grounding. Anecdotal.
But you saw it. You witnessed it.
I saw it with my own eyes and suggested it. You know?
Right. I will say most of us after Thanksgiving have that same thing, not the acute abdomen, but, you know, the gas, the blood, all the things that you're talking about from overeating. So now we can think, okay, you don't have to have an acute abdomen where you may need surgery. Why not? Anytime you feel any of those discomforts, ground yourself and see what happens. And that's what I would encourage our listeners to do. Try it.
Exactly.
That's the best way to know whether it's good for you or not.
Exactly. Just ground it. It's free. You know.
That's right.
Put your bare feet on Mother Earth. Say a prayer and just close your eyes and meditate or visualize or sun gaze or do any of the things that, you know, you guys do with your patients.
Right.
As I'm listening to you speak, Dr. Sinatra, I'm looking down at my feet clad in, you know, my trainers. I don't know what you call them in America,
tennis shoes
that I walk in. And yes, they're all made of rubber. And everywhere you go, you can't buy, you know, good leather shoes that are ideal for walking.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Dr. Sinatra's 40-year-old one.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, look, I mean, women can go in the shoe shops and get these thin Italian leather shoes. I mean, they still make them. They're a little expensive, you know. And there's grounded. In fact, there's a woman out in your area in Scottsdale. She's the owner of Plugs. You know, there are commercial ventures that have a grounded substance in the sole of a shoe. Yeah. So, I mean, there are some shoes out there. I mean, but people need to be privy to this information because, you know, taking in Mother Earth energy is the most healing of all. We've done maybe 15 to 20 experiments. They're absolutely amazing. It defies my imagination, and it's available to everyone. It's free. It's absolutely free. You just have to do it. That's all.
What about if you have to wear orthotics or magnetic insoles? I mean, I used to wear those a lot. Are they useful for grounding?
I think, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I think, you know, magnetic insoles bring a lot to the table. And they probably work on a similar mechanism to grounding. I mean, I'm not 100% sure about that. But there's something about magnetism. And we've known for 200 years that magnetism, you know, does do a lot to the human body. I would endorse, you know, those forms of magnetism, you know, and any of these therapies. I mean, I have to tell you, since biblical times, there's been so many different therapies, the laying on of hands and prayer and magnetism. And there's all these therapies. And one of the books that I've been waiting to write is, you know, Heal for Free or God's Simple Cures, because there are so many things out there. You mentioned one of them before, vitamin D coming from the sun. People don't realize how curative that can be. There's so many things that people can do out there, you know, in their own environments, in the privacy of their own home as well, where they can absolutely heal a human body. And the problem today is that the human body is under so much assault, not only from the EMF, but the insecticides, the pesticides, you know, again, the additional radiation, the pollution in the atmosphere, the heavy metals, and it goes on and on. So it really behooves us to protect ourselves with as many simple remedies as we can and put it into our daily life, like brushing our teeth.
We appreciate you, Dr. Sinatra, and I remember 20 years ago getting my first copy of Metabolic Cardiology, your book, and we thought, good grief, here is a traditionally trained physician who gets it, who understands. So you've been a pioneer, you still are, and we appreciate you so much.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Sinatra, and please do write that book on God's cures. I, for one, would certainly buy it.
Oh, God's simple cures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's either going to be that or high vibrational medicine. Those are the two names I'm coming up with, you know.
They're both good.
Yeah, both will work.
All right, ladies, it was a great show. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. You're listening to What Is Going On's Truth in Medicine show. I'm Sandy Sedgemeier, and this month we're talking about the physical, mental, and emotional benefits of earthing, otherwise known as grounding. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Donice Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466 to find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Dr. Warden, I have heard of a lot of parents of autistic children using earthing mats, and they swear that they really seem to help calm the children when they're a little bit upset. Have you had anything to do with that at all?
Not with that piece, but I am not surprised by it. And the reason is, you know, even some of the smaller studies that have been done on it, and I mentioned it at the beginning, is because it's changing the autonomic nervous system. It's balancing it. So you're not in fight or flight, run from the bear, that you're in this ability for the brain to change as it needs. And I thought it was interesting in the study that it literally was showing up the EEG differences in the left side of the brain, not the right. So think about that. Left side is music, it is math, it is these things. And it's the right side that's more, you know, the emotional thought to be that side. So that may have something to do with it. It literally seems to be, at least by the one small study, might be talking to one side of the brain more than the other. So when we get into autism, we get into things that we're not quite understanding, especially with these children, it might be along these lines, and that's why this, you know, the cure has not come along, because we're looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I was really interested in what you said earlier about your thyroid patients.
Right. So, you know, and I had noticed that and knew that, and I thought, okay, they're relaxing, they're exercising, they're doing these things. But when I saw the one study, when we were preparing for this show, Sandy, and I dug into the science, they actually did a study, and it changed those thyroid hormones. It decreased T3, which is the pre-T3, which is a very active form of the thyroid, and it increased the TSH signal from the brain, the hypothalamus, and it also did that with the T4. So it decreased some and increased others. But what happened was it made them more energetic, to the point where sometimes they would start getting heart palpitations. Their heart was racing, so you have to decrease the meds. So I just took it as overall healing, but it's making me go back and think, good grief, maybe my homework of that 30 to 60 minutes of walking on the ground at night in the moonlight to connect with that gravitational pull of the Earth along with the electromagnetic field, maybe someday we'll know the mechanism and know how that's working. And wow. It affects not just the thyroid, but I would suspect every endocrine or hormonal system, which that's your brain chemistry, how you feel, what your moods are. That's, as Dr. Sinatra was talking about, diabetes. All these things are affected and could be affected by it, I should say.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, the more we know, more we advance, the more we're going back to the beginning, to what is natural.
Exactly. I've always said the more I know, the more we realize we don't know, and the more basic it gets. Go back to the basics.
Yeah.
You know, and Sandy, you know, there's a lot of other ways to get those electrons, to get those molecules that help us. I mean, it can be from our foods. Certain foods have more electrons than others, and that's going to be the foods that contain antioxidants like vitamins and minerals, because they donate their electrons to those radicals. Fruits, vegetables, you know, raw nuts and seeds, even sprouted, soaked grains, spirulina. So, in other words, live food, life energy in those foods. And even flax oil, though, has it's called a pi electron cloud in the double bonds of it, of that type of polyunsaturated fatty acid, and that resonates with the sun energy. And so, you know, we're learning more and more, but again, it's back to the basics. Eat healthy, eat live food, sunlight, moonlight, connect with the earth, connect with nature.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that about the foods, because I've been reading a book on Hashimoto's disease, and some fascinating information in there, and been doing a lot of research and reading about butter. You know, butter for some people, you know, can be a problem if they've got to be dairy free. However, butter from, you know, grass fed cows is quite different, apparently. So maybe that's why, maybe because the grass-fed cows, you know, are much more in tune with nature.
Maybe. I think there's a lot of pieces there, you know, from the environmental, what they're eating and how that's changing their chemistry. But think about this, too. The grass-fed are typically those animals that are out in the pasture, closer to nature, you know, they're in the normal environment. They're not stuck in this slaughterhouse situation of constant stress and constant stress hormones. So it's their body chemistry is being changed by it. So, yes, that's an electron exchange. It all is. In fact, you know, Sandy, Dr. Gorgi was a Nobel Prize winner in physiology and medicine, and he's the one that taught us about vitamin C. And he even right after that, during that, he was saying he was pursuing, you know, free radicals as a potential cause of cancer. But then the next year or so, in 1940, he started talking about the electronic biology. And that is the electronic state of our bodies at the molecular level. And he started looking at electron microscopes, researching cancer, but this has to do with all of it. But now we know the theories of quantum mechanics, that the biochemistry of cancer and chronic diseases, let's get back to nature. Let's get back and know that our bodies can heal, that they're amazing. Walk the dog, pet the dog, exchange electrons, and running water is another great way to ground. So wash your hands, swim, and take long showers. They're great ways, again, inexpensive ways to get grounded.
I'm just absolutely fascinated by this because, I mean, here we have, you know, a health remedy that is free. We all walk in every day.
Right.
We just
right.
need to take off the rubber on our feet and
right.
walk barefoot or with leather.
So that's right. So, Sandy, it's nature cure. Water, that's electron exchange. It grounds us. Water, sunlight, fresh air, grounded on the water, living close to nature, stop stressing, all these things, those are the cure. Those are the prevention and the cure for a lot of our diseases.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're getting closer to the solutions that our ancestors had all the time.
Well, that's right.
That pretty much
Sandy,
brings us
last
to the end
thing,
of the show. Sorry, yeah, is there something else you wanted to add very quickly?
Yeah, just one more thing. This documentary on PTSD that they interviewed me as a physician on there, and they, you know, there was a whole day of filming, a lot of information that was given, but one of the pieces that they kept was my section on grounding. So that's going to come out, and then I thought, oh boy, everybody's going to say, my scientific nerdy friends will say, here you are talking about connecting with the sunshine and the air, but I believe in it. And I believe in it so much that I put myself out there in a documentary saying this is one of the ways to heal.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I start walking in leather shoes in future. That's it. I think it's time to wrap up the show now. For more information about Dr. Stephen Sinatra, you can go to the heartmindinstitute.com and drsinatra.com. That's it for this week. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer.
And I'm Dr. Donise Warden. And if you want to know how to live the healthiest life, not fear cancer and other chronic diseases, join us the last Thursday of every month. We plan to educate, empower, and enlighten you with information so new you may be leaving your doctor.
That's it. We'll see you next month.